I'm not going to go anywhere else to do research. This is their article defending Mormons. So this is a pro-Mormon article written by a Mormon. Here's what they say in their own article. It is true that several early Latter-day Saint leaders believed that Jesus was married and preached this from the pulpit. A little bit later, they're going to quote the president of the Mormon Church from the 70s, the 1970s.
Early Mormon leaders.
1972? Is early? Anyway, but here's a guy from the 1800s. Apostle Orson Hyde. Here's what he said. And if you would, turn in your Bible to John chapter 2. Turn your Bible to John chapter 2. Here's what the Mormon apostle says. Orson Hyde. Now, there was actually a marriage at Cana, John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. And if Jesus was not the bridegroom on that occasion, then please tell me who was. If any man could show this and prove that it was not the Savior of the world, then I will acknowledge I am in error. We say that it was Jesus Christ who was married. This is the apostle of the Mormon Church, Orson Hyde. This isn't just some random guy. It's the leader of their religion back then. Now, let's see what the Bible says. Look down at your Bible in John chapter 2, verse 1. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Now, let me ask you this. Sound like Jesus is the one getting married?
No.
This is absurd. It's crazy. It's impossible. Because it says there was a wedding in Cana, and both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. You would never say that about the person who was actually getting married.
Right.
I mean, think about, you know, Brother Ryan LeBlanc. You know, I remember when you got married, right? What if I say, like, hey, there's a wedding and you're invited? By the way, you're the groom. That's stupid, right? It makes no sense. Would I say Ryan was invited to that wedding?
No.
Or would I say it was Ryan's wedding?
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? That's crazy to say that. So, you know, I mean, if anybody could prove me wrong, I'll change what I believe. It's like, have you thought about reading the text? Have you thought about just opening your Bible to John chapter 2 and just reading where it says that Jesus was invited to a wedding? That's what called means in this context. You know, if you study the word called in the New Testament, the way it's used in this context, it just means that he's invited. He's a guy who's invited along with his disciples. It brings up the fact that his mother was there before it even brings up him being there. If he's the groom, wouldn't that be the most important thing? It's crazy. It's absurd. It makes no sense. So this guy doesn't know the Bible at all. Okay. This guy's twisting scripture for his weird cult where they're marrying a bunch of teenage girls and stuff.